Why do you believe EMs will continue to grow relative to the developed world?
Well, because they're still very much in underdeveloped economies. So the scope for further infrastructure development alone, for example, is probably going to drive growth of these countries significantly higher than in the developed markets. Plus, if you look at the financial markets, for example, the majority of emerging markets, they are still very far behind from those of developed countries, mortgage markets. A great scope for banking for the sector penetration in this population to create service industries and the rest.
Now, I mean, obviously in North America, there's a misconception. A lot of folks believe that emerging markets in general bring a long lot of risk. And there's some key fundamentals that would say otherwise, that emerging markets have got stronger fundamentals in the developed world. What do you believe? What would be your comments to that?
Well, emerging market investment is not a risk-free investment. Right? So, even within the fixed income space, we have to acknowledge the fact that the volatility from time to time in emerging market space is higher than the treasury markets, and there's still this kind of flight to safety period in the markets where everybody wants to buy treasuries and wants to buy Japanese yen and all the rest. But I think all in all, it's a market where we believe it's a medium to long-term investment. And over that investment horizon, investors will get superior investment returns compared to some of the other fixed income markets.
And looking at comparative yields, whether it be government or corporate, what's the differential right now, average, relative to emerging versus developed?
The differential really depends on the country, but if you look at just sort of the main benchmarks, we have probably around between 2 to 5% difference in yields.
It's a big gap,
and if you think that you're multiplying your government bond returns in Canada or US by a few times, right, for US, it's not just getting an additional small pickup on the back of large yield from treasuries, for example.
And given the recent volatility in the Canadian dollar, as Canadian investors, obviously your funds being denominated in Canadian dollars, how does that benefit us?
Well, it benefits Canadian investors with regards to the fact that they are actually getting exposure and diversification away from Canadian dollar assets. So in an environment of weaker Canadian dollar, these kind of funds perform better. But again, the fund was performing very well if you look back over the past 4 years, even when Canadian dollar was significantly stronger than US dollar.
And the recent volatility in oil prices, what have you done in terms of maneuvering the portfolio? Has that added a lot of volatility in the EM space?
It clearly added volatility to EM space in terms of the way that the market is behaving and the way the market is trading, but the big advantage of having a global emerging market portfolio such as this one and self-banking fund is that we can very easily, through portfolio construction and country sort of picking, we can quickly rebalance this fund either towards oil exporters or away from oil exporters. That can be done on the regional basis, country basis, or a specific corporate basis, corporate bond basis.
Now, I mean, you obviously have great returns. Now, when you attribute your returns, how much of that is currency returns, or how much of that is actually just picking the right markets?
Sure. I mean, the fund is very balanced, so it has access to all emerging market fixed income, and we like to keep multiple sources of returns from our investors. It's not a currency fund. So we want to have outperformance and actually actual performance coming from the bonds component and also from the currency. The benchmark of the fund is 50-50, so we probably get around 50% of returns from the currency channel. But a big part of it is actually through the bonds.
Now, do you
Ron,
believe...
Ron, one more question.
One more question?
Yeah.
And do you believe the... There's going to be two questions. The key fundamentals, and then they're specific to each country, obviously. You've got good GDP, debt to GDP ratios. Do you think that they're going to continue, one, in the EM space, that would drive the demand for EM bonds? And B is, what do you see as, everything else being equal right now, could be a potential risk down the road?
Well, in regards to the debt to GDP ratios, and again, for example, looking at the IMF forecasts 5 years forward, these forecasts indicate that the levels of debt to GDP in emerging market countries will still be significantly lower than those in the developed markets. This is statistics sort of from the IMF. And in terms of risks, for now, apart from the geopolitical issues, obviously, in the Middle East and in Eastern Europe, the Russian-Ukraine situation, I think main risks for emerging markets and actually for the markets globally are coming from outside here. So we have obviously some uncertainty with regards to the interest rate environment in the US with potential rate hikes. We have quantitative easing in Europe where we'll have to see whether that actually works and to what extent it works. Yeah. In terms of reinflation economies and things like that. Chinese growth is obviously another concern, but that's been there for many, many years in a sense. And we don't have as negative views on the other market participants.
Well, thank you so much again.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.